Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Client Line. My name is Tamia. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
I'm trying to file a claim. I heard this call. Somebody just hung up.
Okay, so you wanted to file a claim?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Let me get to it. Okay, and can I have your social?
423-35-8986.
Okay, so that was 423-35-8986.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and for verification purposes, can I have your first and last name?
Mercedes Poole.
And what's your date of birth?
11-7-90.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Kennard.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And English is your preferred language, correct?
English. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled? Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
Uh-oh.
Okay. And you do have a driver's license, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what's that driver's license number?
Okay.
Okay, so that was 814-2197.
Yes.
Okay, if you're approved for benefits, you have the options of direct deposit or the Alabama Vantage prepaid card. It'll take 5 to 7 business days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments. Which one would you prefer? Direct deposit.
Mm-hmm.
And you want this into a checking or savings account?
Checking.
Okay. And can I have the routing and account number?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. It is like the phone breaking up a little bit.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
It's still kind of sounding a little staticky.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you better.
Okay, the routing number is 262-28-4279.
Okay, so that was 262-284-279.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what's the account number?
And my account number is 32544.
32544?
Yes.
Okay, and can I have an address for you?
1222. Edgewall Avenue, Gadsden, Alabama, 35901.
Okay, and is this the same as your residence address?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Okay, and what's a good number to call? Is it the number you're calling from now, which is 256?
Yes.
4587328.
Yes.
And I do have your address as 1222 at Etowah Avenue, Gadsden, Alabama, 35901.
Yes.
Okay, it is necessary to identify I'm sorry, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Rainbow City, Birmingham, Phoenix City, Coleman, or none of the above?
Well, I'm close to Rainbow City.
You said Rainbow City?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Lumberjacks, Pelicans, Sabercats, Tigers, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 122 Stovehaven Way, 14555 Money Shirley Road, 22098 Pecan Loop, or 412 North 11th Street, or you've never been associated with these addresses?
You said, what was the last one?
412 North 11th Street.
412.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Mm-hmm.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, and was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yeah.
Okay, when was the last day you worked?
The last day I worked was Friday, January the 28th on Friday. I'm sorry.
January 28th?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I didn't work because I broke my feet.
Okay.
So I'm out for right now from my doctor's view.
Okay. Let me get that in the system. And you said your foot is broken?
Yes. Well, my ankle.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to work full-time work? Well, to accept full-time work?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Yeah,
they'll end up verifying it with you over the phone once your claim goes through. Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yeah.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
I don't know if they got a union, but I don't think so.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. Can I have your job title and your job description?
The alley.
I'm sorry, say that for me again.
It's the alley.
The alley?
Like the bowling alley, but it's the alley.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so you saying it was, is it a bowling alley?
It's a bowling alley, but it's called the alley.
Okay. Okay, so the job description, amusement, recreation, may schedule use of recreation facilities, maintain and provide equipment to participants in sporting events. Okay, yeah, I do see it right here. Okay, and it and what was it called? Like, what was the name of the company? Alley what?
Just the alley. That's what I'm thinking it's called.
Okay. Was it in Gadsden?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. That's what I see. You say Alley Gadsden. Okay, and can I have a phone number for that company?
It's 256.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Say the first numbers over again. It's like your phone breaking up again.
256.
256.
456.
456.
5510.
Yeah. Okay. And when was your start date?
November.
You don't have to remember the exact date. What year was it?
Oh, okay. It's been last year, 2001, I think. Yeah.
That's how long you've been working there, since 2001?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you said your last
2021,
day.
2021, I'm sorry.
Oh,
2010? 2021.
Oh, 2021, okay. And you said the last day you worked was January 28th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 2022.
Of this month.
Okay, and the work was in Gadsden. The work was performed in Gadsden, Alabama, correct? Okay, do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, and why are you no longer working?
Because my leg right now. I'm just out for right now, so the doctor said I can go back.
Okay. Okay, I think I'm gonna put, do other. Well, I'm not gonna put that neither. Okay, no, let me do something else. Take Hillary's answers. Okay, so were you discharged or they just told you just come back to work when once your leg gets better?
Yeah, I had a doctor first, so now I'm waiting on another one to get a cast and everything on it. Okay. And they tell me it's on the desk when they give me a say-so. Okay.
Hold on, I think I need to put another reason. Okay, and what's the name of the person you informed of your injury?
You said what's the name of what name?
What's the name of the person you informed of your injury?
Who I told at work?
Like a supervisor or something.
Oh, I told Carl. His name is Carl. And I sent my to my the lady that owned it. Her name Dallas.
And you said in Dallas.
Mhm.
Okay, and was this on January the 28th?
When I told him. No, I didn't have to go to work that day. Like I was off the day, so. When I went to the doctor, the 2nd, the 4th of February, but they took me out for the days that I had missed.
Okay.
I can send the receipt. I got it.
Okay, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Okay, I'm about to give you a pen that you can use to check your online portal. Just let me know when you're ready for your pen.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, your pen will be 8690. Okay, and an easy one. 8690.
Okay.
And a way to remember your PIN. Remember your PIN would be the last two numbers of your social, and the last two numbers of your birth year.
Okay.
Let me submit all of your information. Okay, and following instructions and telephone numbers are very important and normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements this week. We also just registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. You don't really got to worry about that, but I got to say it to you. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days, but you're required to maintain a Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each time you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. So if you want to file over the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file over the phone, the number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. And your weekly certification can be
7389.
Yeah, 7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. And make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Okay. Okay, Ms. Poole, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama.
You said I need to fix, ma'am. So you
yeah.
I need to fix every week, though.
Yes, ma'am, every week. And I suggest you do it on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'll be, I just feel like Sunday is the better day when you need, when you should do your weekly certification.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anything else I can help you with, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I hope you enjoy your day.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.